Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson. Welcome to the show. The name of my website and ministry is Torah Life Ministries. So today I want to talk about the commandments of our Creator. Many Christians refer to this as the law, and they're taught that the law is done away with, or that when Yeshua died, all the law was nailed to the cross. And that could be farther from the truth, folks. It's not true. They got this thing in the church today, which is law versus grace. And it's not about law versus grace. Folks, if we understand what law means guidelines and instructions, or Torah. And it's the Torah and grace. You know, His grace is bestowed upon those that desire to keep His guidelines and instructions. That's what we have to understand. That's what we have to learn. Those that desire to go against His instructions are desiring to sin. And many people do it, because they've been deceived. But 1 John 3:4 in the Bible says, those that transgress my law, my guidelines and instructions, or the Torah, that is what sin is. And it says also to know good and not do it to him, it is sin. And many people, since they've been so deceived, might not have heard this before, but now you're hearing it. So now what are you going to do? You're going to answer the call. You know. So I want to go to a couple of Proverbs and Psalms. I first want to look at Proverbs, and we can look at many different scriptures. But right now we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 7, the first three verses. And it says, my son. So it's starting off saying, my son. So he's talking to those that are followers, those that desire to follow. So, my son, keep my words and store up my commandments within you. So that first verse right there, keep my words and store up the commandments within you. Well, why would we keep his instructions and store up his commandments within us if they were done away with? If we no longer had to do that. You see, what many people have been taught in the church today is just not accurate. And I thank you for listening to the show today to try to get some truth and reveal some truth. The second verse in chapter 7 of Proverbs says, keep my commandments and live, and my Torah as a pupil of your eyes. So keep my commandments and live. Now there are many Christians that mistakenly think, well, there's only two commandments. No, folks. Those commandments might sum up all of the commandments, but they're not doing away with all the commandments. And then there are other people that think, well, we only got to follow 10 commandments. No, there's nowhere in scripture that says, keep some of the commandments. It says very clearly, it says, and right here again, it says, keep my commandments and live. And there are other verses in Deuteronomy that says, you know, it says, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments, or keep my instructions. It even goes on to say in verse 3 here, in chapter 7 of Proverbs, tie them on your fingers and write them on the tablets of your heart. So we see in Jeremiah when it says, I give you a new covenant, that it would come off stone and put on your heart. That's where the commandments have to be. They have to be on our heart. So we know them, so we live by them. And that's it. So I want to turn to Psalms 119 and go over Psalms 119. And I'm giving you the scriptures, and I invite you to look at Proverbs 7 and Psalms 119 and look at this for yourself. Now, if you're driving right now, you might not be able to look at this, but you could hear a re-recording of this on the WCNO radio station or one of the internet stations where you're hearing this. But Psalms 119 says, blessed are the upright in the way who walk in the Torah of Yahweh, or walk in the instructions of our Creator. So it says, blessed are the upright. Well, what is righteousness, or what is upright? And that is people who desire to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, according to the Bible. So many people think, well, I'm a nice person and I do good things. Well, good things according to who? And nice according to what? What is your standard or your measure? And, you know, in the Bible, it says there's a way before each person that seems right, but ends in death, folks. It also says in the scripture, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I don't want them to change. I only want them to change their ways so they would live. Now, you might hear that and say, well, you're not a wicked person. But when you look at what the Bible looks at as a wicked person, and you look at what wickedness is, it's transgressing his guidelines and instructions. Now, some of us do it willfully, willingly. They know they shouldn't be doing it, but they still do it. And some of us just have been deceived. So they're not purposely doing these things, but there's still consequences, folks. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we're trying to let you know. And no, I am not perfect. I don't keep the guidelines and instructions perfectly. I don't keep the Torah perfectly, but my desire is perfect to do so. And that's the difference. I no longer use the death of Messiah as an excuse to live in sin, like so many Christians do. What I do is I hold dearly to the word repent and repentance. And I understand we got the mercy and the grace of our wonderful Messiah for those of us who desire to get it right. But for us to make an excuse and say, well, we can go living in sin. We don't have to keep the commandments. We can live any way we want. Well, that's not the message that Scripture says. So Psalms 119 says, blessed are the upright in the way who walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Blessed are those keeping his testimonials who seek him with the whole heart. And there it is again, seeking him with their whole heart. And that's what I'm talking about here. It's seeking our wonderful Creator with our whole heart to get to know his ways and get to know who he is and what he does. You know, some people say love is blind and we don't hear anyone else. When we're in love with someone, we just focus on that person no matter how crazy something seems to the world. Well, keeping the guidelines and instructions is so odd in today's world because so many people are told they don't have to. But if we truly love our Messiah, if we truly seek him, it says, blessed are those keeping his testimonials who seek him with their whole heart. And it even goes on to say in the scriptures, those that seek will find. And we have to seek. And if you're deceived or if you're under the illusion that you can go and live any way you want and it doesn't matter, or you can pick and choose of what commandments you want to follow and it doesn't matter, well, you haven't seeked him fully because that's not what the Bible says. I'll give you an example. Most Christians will naturally follow the 9 of the first 10 commandments, and there's even more than 10, but they'll follow 9 of the first 10 commandments, and they're just morally right in today's world. That's why they'll do it. Let me even go further. They'll say they'll only follow maybe 6 of the first 10 commandments because they're towards our fellow man. So they'll follow 6 of the 10 commandments because they're towards our fellow man, but they're not following the first 4, which is towards our Creator. So our Creator said what to do towards him, but they'll follow him towards fellow man because they can see it. Well, we have to go beyond seeing it, and we have to know it and know what Scripture says. It says in verse 3 of Psalms 119, they also do not walk in evil. They walk in his way. What is the way of him, our wonderful Creator? It's the way Yeshua walked. It's the way everyone is guided and told to walk in Scripture. That is according to his guidelines and instructions. Verse 4 says, you have commanded to carefully keep your precepts. Oh, that my ways were fixed to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look to all your commandments. I will thank you with integrity of the heart. In my learning the judgments of your righteousness, I will keep your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. So folks, this is just an amazing psalm which talks about the heart to seek him, his guidelines and instructions. And why do so many Christians out there today believe, well, we shouldn't be keeping the commandments or we don't have to? And it all turns into this grace versus law debate. Well, you know, we have grace. So, yeah, just because you have grace is not an excuse to break the law. The law is still there. So if you're driving on a highway and a cop stopped you and you know you were speeding, you know you were guilty, you know, and the cop's about to give you a ticket, but the cop says, well, you know what? I am going to let you go this time and give you a warning, but don't do it again. So his grace and mercy was upon you and let you go free. And that's not so you can go free and keep speeding around everywhere. No, he said, don't do it again. Go and sin no more. Or I say, go and willfully sin no more. So you know, appreciate what he's done for you. Realize you almost got yourself in big trouble and there were some serious consequences, and don't do it again. And this is how it is with our flesh and the commandments. We're living in sin. We desire the things that go against his guidelines and instructions. You know, and we are guilty. We were caught and on death row. But Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, set us free, took our place for our death sentence so we could have life. Another chance to get it right, folks. And that's what we need to do. We need to get it right. We need to look at his guidelines and instructions. And we need to realize that there's a narrow path, as it says in Matthew. There's a narrow path which leads to a narrow gate. There's only one way to get to that narrow gate. That narrow gate is Yeshua Messiah. But there's only one way to get to that narrow gate, and that is the narrow path. And that narrow path is the Torah, the guidelines and instructions that the church actually says we don't have to follow. The guidelines and instructions it says are done away with because Yeshua died for us. That is a lie, folks. And I don't know who's listening to this right now, but many of you might have believed that. And many people do believe that because the enemy does a great job at deceiving us. But lo and behold, the truth is in the scriptures. And the truth, it says, know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This isn't a matter of legalism. This is a matter of seeking our Creator and obedience to our Creator and not following the ways of this world and bowing down to the idols of this world. And it's a matter of coming out of Babylon. The truth will set you free. That truth is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And he will set us free. Verse 9 in Psalms 119 says, but what shall a young man purify his path? To keep it according to your word. Your word is your instructions, your guideline. I have sought you with my whole heart. Do not let me wander from your commandments, folks. Have you not read this in your Bible? Do not let me wander from your commandments. It doesn't say, do not let me wander from some of your commandments. It doesn't say, do not let me wander some of the time. It says, do not let me wander from your commandments. Verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. His guidelines and instructions, his commandments, is what righteous living is. And going against that is what sin is. That's it. You can think and have your own idea of what good and bad is in this world, of what you consider right or wrong, but there's one thing that shows what it truly is. One moral guideline and one code, and that is his guidelines and instructions, his Torah. And some people say, well, what about the New Testament? No, the New Covenant did not replace the original covenant. It restored it. If you have a car that's in your garage, that's an old, it used to be a beautiful car back in the, let's say, the early 40s or 50s. It was just the most amazing, beautiful car out there. And it's been sitting in there collecting rust and getting messed up and everything else. And you open that garage door after 40, 50 years, and you see it there. You don't throw it away and get a new car. If you know how to restore it, you restore it and bring it back to its beauty that it was meant to be. That's what you do. And that's what we're talking about doing here today. You know, verse 12 says, blessed are you, O Yahweh. Teach me your statutes. And that's the prayer we all need, folks. We need to come to our Creator, and we need him to teach us his statutes, his guidelines and commands, and open up our eyes to this. So if you're listening to this on the radio or on the internet somewhere and you're thinking, well, that's just not true because that's not what my church teaches, you know, ask our Creator to open up your eyes that you would see these things that are actually in his word. Verse 13 says, I have declared all the judgments of your mouth with my lips. Job goes even further to say I esteem the words of your words more than my necessary food, meaning your instructions are more important than my life. That's the heart of a true seeker. You know, verse 14 says, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as over all riches, even over as our life. It's him. He's the one that gives us life. He's the one that formed us in the womb, and he's given us the instructions of how to live our life. In verse 5, I will meditate on your precepts, and I will regard your paths. I will still delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Well, Hosea 4:6 goes on to say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Since you have forgotten the guidelines and instructions of your Creator, since you have rejected the Torah, I also reject you for being priests for me. That's what it says in the scriptures. So we can't forget his guidelines and instructions. And when it says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, what they're actually talking about here is knowledge of the instructions, knowledge of the guidelines of our Creator. You see, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, had such an issue with the Pharisees of his day is because at that time, the Pharisees and the sages were adding to the Bible. They were adding to the word. And our creator came to set them free and saying, no, you're creating a burden that doesn't have to take place. You know, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. Well, today you got the church taking away from his commandments, taking away from his word. And they're both just as bad. You know, I believe if Yeshua walked into a church today and saw all the hypocrisy and all the stuff that was being taught and going on, what would happen was, you know, they would call him a legalist. According to his word, his own testimonial, they would call him a legalist. Calling our very own Messiah who died for us a legalist. That's the craziness of all this that this world is in today. So in Timothy, when it says, you know, all scripture is profitable for man, they weren't talking about the renewed covenant. It wasn't written at that time. They were talking about what Yeshua taught. It says he went in the synagogue every Sabbath and taught the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. If you want to know everything you need to know about the Bible and you want to make up an excuse saying you just don't have time to read it all, here, read the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, read the Gospels, the four Gospels, and read Revelation. Then you know what happened, what's going on, and what will happen. And that's all. That is the gist of it. That's the meat of the scriptures right there. And everything else between that are testimonials of people who have applied those instructions or not applied those instructions and the consequences that happen to them based on the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation. We have the warning. And many of you are in great danger that are listening to this right now because you've been deceived to believe you don't need to follow the guidelines and instructions, that they're not important. And just ask yourself and test everything. You know, the fourth commandment, it says, keep my Sabbath. Many people say, well, the Sabbath is done away with. I challenge anyone listening right now, and I give out my contact information all the time. You can contact me at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I challenge anyone to show me in the Bible where it says the Sabbath is done away with. No, there's actually more information talking about the Sabbath than any other verse out there or any other commandment out there. And somebody will say, well, you know, my Sabbath is on Sunday. And I say, well, that's not what the Bible says. You know, if you want to call it the Lord's Day, or if you want to say that's the day Yeshua rose, which, you know, there's scripture to show that might not be too true. But let's say you want to, so it's still not Saturday. The Sabbath is Friday night to Saturday night. Keep my Sabbath holy, according to my word, not according to the words that were added to it and the instructions that were added to it by the oral laws and tradition of the Jewish community, and not according to the church that has dummied them down, that says, well, we keep Sabbath on Sunday. Well, as far as I know, I see people going on Sunday to church, but then they're going in there living every day like just every other day. The day is not set apart. You know, the Sabbath is about keeping the day set apart and keeping it holy. How many of you listening are ready to open up your scriptures and just dig deep into this? And get stirred up about this because you want to make sure you are right, because you want to make sure it's correct. You know, I will go and tell you to pray about these things, but it even says in the scriptures, the prayers of the unrighteous are an abomination to me. And what's unrighteousness according to the scriptures? It's what the church calls righteous. It's those that aren't keeping the guidelines and instructions. It even says in the Bible, woe to you that call good evil and evil good. The warnings are written all over the scriptures, folks. You know, I'm not here a man trying to give you my opinions and my feelings about these things. This is what the Bible is saying over and over and over again. To keep the guidelines and instructions and statutes of our Creator. Exodus 15:26 says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, my Torah, which many people call law, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. When the children came over from the promised land and they went into the promised land and they were told to separate and divide all the unclean things. And if they did and they listened to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, they were told over and over again, you will be blessed abundantly and all will be well with you. But if they rejected, it says not only will we put the same disease upon you as we did amongst the disobedient Egyptians, we will give you new diseases that you've never even heard. And folks, we live in a world today where we have more science and money for the study of science and disease than ever before in the history of man. But at the same time, we have new diseases being named every day. Why? Because we simply mingled the seed and we didn't listen to our Creator. We're not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Here's very well why there's so many churches, instead of praising for our wonderful Creator and His Word and His Son and Yeshua, they're praying for healing of disease. That was a result of their own disobedience. So we need to get right with these things and get right with the Word of our Creator if we want Him to be right with us. And, you know, take these questions to your pastor and watch how he shoots them down and he starts giving you the same Colossians answers of saying, oh, don't let anyone offend you by keeping a certain day and all this stuff. That wasn't written to the non-believers, folks, like it's taught, but that was written to the believers. Don't let anyone offend you by you keeping the Sabbaths and the Sabbath and the new moon days and the days that the scriptures command us to keep. Test it out for yourself and see for yourself what I'm saying. Read it right there in the Word. That's what it says. As it says in the scriptures, and we say it again, there's a word before each person that seems right, but ends in death. No, it's not about getting it perfect and living perfectly. There's only one who never sinned. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful Creator. However, it's what is our desire? Do we love Him enough? Do we seek Him enough? And if we seek Him enough, He will cover our transgressions when we miss the mark. But if we're not seeking Him and we're not desired to follow His ways, the scripture says, you know, in Psalms 5:5, it says, I hate workers of iniquity. You know, you need to do a Bible study with work practice. Practice makes perfect. You're either practicing obedience or you're practicing disobedience. And from what I see in the world today, I see many Christians in the practice of disobedience, meaning they work more to not obey the guidelines and instructions than to try to obey the guidelines and instructions. And they say practice and makes perfect. Do you want to become perfectionist in these things, these struggles, by following the guidelines, Creator, and instructions and being obedient to them? Or do you want to become a perfectionist at living in sin? And these are the choice we have. And it says in the Bible, today I bring before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. And that's why I do what I do. And some people say, well, you know, you're a legalist and we don't got to follow the commandments and we don't got to do these things. Well, it's not about being a legalist, folks. You know, there's so many laws in this country that you keep, that you desire not to break, because you don't like the consequences that come from those. You know, you're so many more laws in the statutes of the U.S. government than are in the statutes of the Bible, you know, but you have no problem attempting to keep the laws of the land, but you ignore and throw away the law of the Bible. It just makes no sense. It makes no sense. We don't want to break the law of the land, but we don't want to break the law of the Bible either. We want to be right with it. It's not done away with. That's like going somewhere. That's like going in a police station and saying, oh, I murdered three people. And I'm saying, well, you know what? You know, in the old day, we would have arrested you, but the law is done away with now. So there's nothing we could do. Yeshua died so you can go live how any way you want. No, folks. We got to get this right. And so many people are deceived. You know, the law is not done away with. Yeshua came to fulfill this. And it says not one jot or one tittle shall be done away with the law. You know, it's all in play today. And the fact that so many churches are teaching this today is just deception. I heard something recently of a man that was having a dream. And in his dream, the enemy, Satan, was teaching his word or the word against scripture in the church. And the man in his dream came up to Satan and said, is that you teaching the message against Messiah in the church today? You know, why would you come to a church to teach this? And the devil said to him, this is the perfect place for me to teach this, to deceive these people from knowing the truth. And that's what's happening today. And it's my prayer that everyone listening would know the truth and the truth would set you free. On my website, I have over 1,000 videos, TorahLifeMinistries.org, with information regarding these messages here, leading you in the right direction. Every Friday night, I have a live show on the air, which you can connect with us and talk to us about these different topics and fellowship with us. And if you're locally in the South Florida area, we have a local fellowship that meets 3 p.m. every Sabbath, every Saturday in the Lake Worth area. If you're on the internet, I have radio shows spread out all upon the internet. Just look me up, Paul Nissan, or go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can get that information. And you can see what the Bible is revealing and what's being said here in the scriptures. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And folks, I am not going to say if you're not keeping his commandments, you don't love him. I'm not going to turn and say that. But I am going to say, the Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You might not have known this in the past. So maybe you do love him. You've just been deceived not to keep them. But the scripture is very clear that we should do our best to keep them. And we don't keep the guidelines and instructions to be saved, folks. We're only saved by the blood of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. So we don't keep them to be saved. Works cannot save us. But we desire to keep them because we are saved. Hallelujah. That's the difference right there. And some people say, well, there's so many guidelines and instructions in the Bible. Which ones are we to keep? And they're a very great question. They don't all apply to us today. I'm not a farmer, so I don't have to keep the guidelines and instructions that are for farmers. I'm a man. I'm not a woman. I don't have to keep the guidelines and instructions or the commandments that are for women. But I do have to keep the guidelines and instructions that do apply to me and that I am capable of doing and not making excuses not to keep those. That is the difference right there. And you need to get a list of those and not just the Ten Commandments. We'll talk on all of them. Every single person has the opportunity and the ability to keep the Sabbath. You know, you say, well, what if I work on a Sabbath? Well, stop working. Well, then I'll lose my job. Well, trust Yahweh who says, if you keep my commandments, all will be well with you. And get right with his word. You know, I know it takes time, folks. We're not going to get this overnight, but we need to get this. We need to seek the narrow path to get to that narrow gate. And that narrow path is Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And praise Yahweh. Folks, I want to thank you for listening today. If you have any comments or questions, go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can contact me through that website. And you could also listen to my previous messages on the station if you're hearing this over WCNO radio.
If you'd like to join us for live fellowship every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you could join us on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. You can also join us every morning at 6 a.m. for prayer on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, as well. And then we do Bible study every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Thank you very much for listening to this ministry, and thank you for your presence and your support. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nissan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come and let your glory, come and let your glory fall. Our Father, who art in heaven, the rocks cry out your fame. So come and let your glory come and let your glory fall. I will sing a new song. I will sing a new song. I will sing.